and welcome everybody to Great American Golf. I'm Ray Adams, your caddy for the show. This has been fun for 25 years, 25 and a half years. I really hate to say that because it might date me a little bit. But then on the other hand, all the media people say, well, you've got to tell everybody your experience and how long you've been out there covering golf and going to the events and having all the players on your and key people on your radio show over the years. But 2.5 decades, that's an awful long time. So, but I've had a ball doing it, and let's go for 2.5 more decades. TV the same. Where do you find me? Excuse me, you find me on golfnewsnet.com, thegolfnewsnet.com. And there you'll find the radio tab, you'll find TV tab. The shows play there, both this one and my Monday Golf Lifestyle show. And they play on their days, Saturday and then Mondays, for the Monday Golf Lifestyle show. And then from there, they're sent out to all the big audio platforms. Have some new TV shows coming your way. I think you're going to really enjoy them. Some very different and very compelling guests. So we will let you know more about that as we go. There is some PGA merchandise show from, yes, 3 months ago. I'm still talking to a lot of those different people. I've got some great new innovative products that are going to be coming on board with me. And as a matter of fact, I've got a big new summer holiday summer gift guide covering Father's Day and 4th of July and late summer, Labor Day, back to school and all that. We'll do a fall gift guide like we did last year, but this is the beginning of the summer and courses are now open. I think we're finally getting some nice weather around the country. A little bit of a heat wave out west, though. 100 degrees already here. And I know Dr. Bob will tell us about Florida. Craig is busy teaching and working today. I hope everybody is going to have a fabulous weekend watching a lot of golf, practice on your game, and we're going to be having a lot of fun. We're right in the middle of championship season. We have a PGA championship coming up and a whole lot of stuff. This segment is brought to you by Tally Tumbler. Tally Tumbler is one of my favorite products from the PGA Merchandise Show, folks, and I've been covering them now for 2 years, talking about the Tally Tumbler. Took them with me to the Ryder Cup at Bethpage last fall and did a couple videos. They're up there on my YouTube site at Match Play TV. And Tally Tumbler has new sizes. They have new colors. They have everything for you there. It is, again, one of my favorite products because it keeps my drinks piping hot or ice cold and for a long time. And I love the fact they have the rings on top of the tumbler in order to be able to keep scores and stats of your favorite items in golf, as well as other tumblers for other yard games. So get to tallytumbler.com. Tallytumbler.com. And then, of course, I have to thank Legacy Bar and Grill right here, or excuse me, Legacy. I've got Legends and Legacy. Let's start with Legacy Golf Resort. Legacy Golf Resort is just about a half a mile north of Baseline on 32nd Street here in Phoenix, Arizona. They have been a sponsor for such a long time of both TV and radio. They are a championship golf course with everything imaginable. You want to go to golflegacyresort.com, golflegacyresort.com, and find out about their restaurant. They've got a big Mother's Day brunch special going on. And then you find out about their event venues for weddings and other events, the championship golf, the Le Legacy Golf Performance Center. All of that is there. And then I fumbled a bit. But another like word, I'm talking about Legends Bar and Grill. The Legends Bar and Grill is a mainstay here in Anthem, right in the Safeway parking lot. People come from miles around, though, to go to the Legends Bar and Grill. They have fabulous food. And the wait staff is so nice. The owners are fabulous. Matter of fact, they're neighbors of mine, and I've known them for such a long time. You're going to be hearing me talk lots more about them, and I'm going to be doing a couple of posts for them as well along the way. And it's just a joy to go to Legends. Their French onion soup is beyond the beyond the beyond. And then they have every other kind of a food you can think of, plus a great bar with lots of TVs everywhere for your sports viewing pleasure. All right, you want to get to the Legends right there on Anthem Way in the Safeway parking lot. We'll talk about squares. We'll talk about Tour Edge. We'll talk about some of the other great sponsors a little bit later in the show. Bob, Dr. Bob Denny, PGA of America's historian emeritus. There he is. You know, Bob, I almost got into the Bob apparel fashion today. I almost wore my black polo t-shirt.
Okay.
Just about almost, I had it in my hands. And my wife said, "Well, you know, you've got to look a little smarter than that." I said, "I don't know why. Bob and I are the only ones." And Bobby Boyd, later, another Bob, is coming on, one of my great sponsors from North Valley Car Care. But you know what? Hey, it's 100 degrees in Phoenix, and I'm wearing my nice polo, flowery kind of South Pacific shirt.
It
Okay,
looks like
whatever.
it looks like South Pacific.
It
Yes.
does. It does. Okay, let's get right at it here because we've got loads to talk about. Let's start out with some leaderboards. Where
Okay.
is everybody at? What are they doing, Bob?
Well, we just I think we're going to have a really nice battle at the Truist Championship at Quail Hollow. That's a golf course that always comes down to the final several holes, and any championship is hosted. Sung Jae Im is a leader for the weekend at this point, and Matt McCarty, the left-hander from Scottsdale, Arizona, is playing
Yeah.
tremendous golf.
I
He's
want to try to
a
find
stroke
Matt.
behind him,
Yeah, I
stroke
want to try
behind.
to find Matt and get him on the show or do a
Right.
television episode with him. And then tell us about JT. It's nice to see him there. And then
Yeah.
our
He's
new buddy
two
who's,
behind. Yeah.
yep, our new buddy who's wearing Squares golf shoes is Christopher Reitan. Remind us who he is again, but I know he wears Squares.
Norway's finest. How's that?
Well, he's certainly one of, is there any other people from Norway?
Not that I've been associated with. I don't really. I haven't heard anybody other than him. But he's well. Take that back. Isn't there a guy by the name of Victor Hovland?
Well, I was kind of thinking about him, but I didn't
Yeah.
want to jump in there.
But I was just thinking. I was just thinking of the most notable names in current contention. I'm just looking at that right now.
And you've
And
got
I
your buddy Ludvig Åberg. He's at four under.
Yeah.
Or was. Sepp Straka was there. He's shooting two over though. And I don't like to see him shoot two over. We want Sepp to be right there in the mix of all of it so he can maybe win because I believe didn't Sepp
Yeah.
Straka win this golf tournament? Yeah.
He is the defending champion. Yes.
Yes, he
Yeah.
is. There we
Yes.
go.
Quail Hollow is a course that Justin Thomas plays very well, and Rory's played it very well as well. We know that. Tommy Fleetwood is still in contention with Christopher Reitan and Justin Thomas going into the weekend. So it's great to see that battle evolve.
And Cam Young is there.
Yeah,
Well,
I hate to say he's out of it because he's not. He's 400 par as of the weekend. So he's definitely in contention. He can erupt at any time. We know that.
absolutely can he. And we'll have to see how these guys hold up in Sung Jae Im and Matt McCarty for the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend of golf at Quail Hollow. Have you been there before?
Yes, I was there to when Justin Thomas won,
Tell us a
and
little bit about the course.
it's a precise shot making golf course. It's well manicured. The last hole is a very narrow teaser with a creek going up the left hand side, rough on the right. It's my type of finishing hole because it takes a lot of strategy. It's not just a blaster's hole, and I enjoy watching that. And the green complex is a unique. The par threes are challenging on that golf course. It was a great championship when Justin won there. It's just well laid out.
And Charlotte, what a wonderful city Charlotte is. I love Charlotte. I've spent some time there. They have wonderful people, wonderful weather. They're a big, if I remember correctly, they're a big banking center in our country. But Charlotte is such a just a very hospitable city. I've been there a couple times, and every time I go there, I always feel good. The people are so nice, and we love Charlotte. All right. What else?
Well, we move on over to the LPGA, the Mizuho Americas Tournament. Defending champion is Gino Titicoon, the former number one. She's number two in the world. Nelly's not playing in the tournament. Nelly Korda. Gino is in battling out with Jennifer Kupcho. They're both headed in the weekend at about five under, and it's testing them. It's very testing because it's not the weather so much. It's just a great setup of the golf course, I've noticed. So,
Well, it's a good tournament, and they're in New Jersey.
Yes.
The ladies have just been, and I guess Nelly probably just had to take a sigh of relief and a little bit of a break. She's just recently won twice, and she keeps thrilling us, and we've got to get her into the Hall of Fame. What is she now? 3 points away?
Something like that. Yeah. I
Yeah.
haven't tallied it up yet.
She's right there,
But she,
with
at her age, being that close, it's pretty amazing.
yes. Well, these great players that are, they come along once in a blue moon, and then of course you're going to be able to have you're going to have some very nice things happening as far as their careers. And hey, you know what? I'd like to get her into the hall, and then we can interview her again, and we'll go from there. Who else do you like on that leaderboard?
Oh, I just one of my favorites said she missed the cut, and that's Charlie Hull. She missed it by 2 strokes, and she was ranked fourth in the world right now.
Yep.
So she d wasn't in her games. And she did something strange. If you ever follow her play, she bogeyed two par fives on the back nine. She's never done that on par fives. She masters the par fives, and she's got. But it can happen to anybody in this game, as you know. And I just think it's always interesting to watch an American by the name of Austin Kim. She's only three back. She's doing very well. Brooke Matthews, I don't know much about Brooke from the United States, but she's two back. Celine Boutier of France, three back. So, and those are the ones that really are at the point right now where you think they're trying attention grabbing. Hannah Green, she is only three back. So that's interesting. Hannah's had a great year. Three wins and around the world. Our past women's PGA champion from Australia.
Well, Gino is from Thailand, and then we've got the Americans right there. Jennifer Kupcho. I've always, when she first came out, and she came out with a big splash, I thought Jennifer was going to win a lot more than she has. That's not taking anything away from her. I think we thought that Rose Zhang would win more a lot than she has, didn't you? So there's some of these players that come out with a big splash. They look like they're going to dominate, and then it takes them some time to, get their gears meshing in order so they can, drive on and be the player that everybody hopes and wants them to be. I hope Jennifer comes along, and it'd be great to see her win this golf tournament. But hey, it's nice to see Americans right there at the top of the leaderboard. We've got several of them. There's players in there that I don't know of, but I love to see Gabby Lopez in there from Mexico. She's such a delightful personality. When you interview Gabby, you just can't help but like her. Lydia's in there. Melanie Green is in there. So we have a very nice leaderboard. I think this is going to be a fun tournament, and I'm just kind of going a little bit on the, down key today a little bit, because I think we're going to shape up to having some exciting Sunday golf on Mother's Day. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with that. And when Jennifer was so strong by winning the Augusta Women's National Amateur, I thought that she could handle that golf course. She could about handle any golf course. And I just think that she's proven her she can do it. She's streaky, but she's not the closer that we think she could be, and she certainly can get there. She's very strong, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and that's a big part of it. And that's the key thing in women's golf. When I watch the Asian players, they are so tremendously mechanically sound, and They stay within their own, they know their limitations, but their short games are incredible. And I'm just envious of the way they can loft those wedges in and from any yardage within easy range. And some of them are probably the best putters you're ever going to see. So that mechanically sound is what's keeping them in the tight pipe. But this is an unusual start to the weekend when we don't see a lot of Asian players at the top of the leaderboard.
All right, now this Truist Championship at Quail Hollow in Charlotte that we've been speaking about is yet another elevated event. And we've had how many now, Bob?
I think we've had four.
Four elevated events and three within what? 3 weeks or something?
Yes.
It's too much. Why is it too much though? If I'm right about that. And if you
It used to be with a World Golf Championship was spaced out enough that it brought more attention to it. If you remember when Tiger was winning those at in Akron and at places like that around the world, he was at those were must-see events, obviously. Not just because he was winning, but they were definitely on the leaderboard at a certain time, or excuse me, the calendar at a certain time. And these are just bunched together. And I just don't see the attention ramping up. In fact, Ray, I think on television last week on a Saturday, coming into that the championship, and I was just feeling like, where are the fans at Doral? I didn't see that many fans around on a Saturday, and it was pretty sparse.
Well, Ryan Ballingee from the Golf News Net, he's the owner and founder and purveyor of the Golf News Net. And that's where my shows go first, and then out to the big audio and video platforms. Ryan wrote a wonderful article today, and he talks about what if less is more. And he also went to the signature, or excuse me, the LIV Golf event in Virginia, and he'd never been there, and he gives a wonderful description of the LIV Golf event. During that description, talks about the music, talks about having to wait for the shotguns start. He talks about the fans and the kids kind of running around in the fan village, and some of the different hospitality tents. I said the music. But then he talks about the fact that there probably wasn't any more than about 3,000 people at that live event. How in the world do you possibly have a professional tour golf event in Virginia? Now, this is not in, Guam, or not that there's anything wrong with Guam. I mean, it's not in some remote place. It's right there near Washington, D.C. and the Northeast and, Virginia, beautiful place. Why would we only have 3,000 fans at an event, and how could they possibly survive on that when you're talking about now the PIF pulls out their money likely. How is this possible to survive this, Bob?
No, I don't see it sustainability at all under that model. And they can talk all they want about investors coming in. They're never going to achieve what they really started with. And
But how does an investor get their ROI?
they don't out of this. They
What
don't.
do they have? Billions, and they just want to tax write off a couple of 300 or 400 million or something.
You can barely find it on television. And that when you do find it on television, it's so all off over the map that you can't really follow it so well. They got this graphic on the left side. It almost looks like
I hate the way they do the
a
leaderboard.
NASCAR type
I
of thing.
hate the way they do the leaderboard. I hate it.
Yes, so that's what it attracts. But the viewership is the key thing. I don't see network dollars coming in and anybody talking about that or viewerships. And it was just. It's awful, to be honest. I wouldn't want to be in the middle of that. I really wouldn't.
Okay, now Let's keep going on our leaderboards. We're going to come back to Ryan's article and some of his ideas about these elevated events. Back to the leaderboard. What do we have going on with our buddies on the Champions Tour?
Yes, the Insperity Championship is, let's see, we're,
They're at the Woodlands in Houston.
that's right, that's where they are. Ben Crane is leading it to seven under at this moment, and among the chasers is one of my favorites, Boo Weekly, a stroke behind.
Hey, Boo
So
Boo.
it's good to see that. And
Love to see Boo out there. Love to see him playing well too.
the Woodlands was the former home, the past home of the late Kathy Whitworth,
Yes.
and excuse me, Carol Mann. Carol Mann, excuse me,
Oh,
Carol
sorry.
Mann. Yes,
I thought Kathy was in Dallas.
right. She was. It
Okay.
was Carol Mann. What I'm saying, I was thinking. I mean, Carol was a good friend and tremendous clinician. Always enjoyed watching her teach, and as well as being a great player. I never got to watch her in her prime very much, but she certainly was a tremendous Hall of Famer, one of the outspoken leaders of women's golf, and to try to build a strong legacy within the game. But Insperity Championship, let's look at the leaderboard. Ben Crane right now the leader, and the following him behind, Boo Weekly, Richard Green, Hong Che Jaidi, Shane Birch.
Richard Green is an interesting guy, and Ben Crane was on my television show years ago. He's just a fascinating guy. He's a man of faith, and we talked all about his slow play and how people didn't want to play with him. And he put it into a very kind of a fanciful way. He took it, well, and we kind of laughed about it a little bit, but he was working on it. Now that was years ago, so I think Ben has probably gotten over all of that, and it's great to see Ben out there. I can't believe he's 50 years old, but hopefully, he'll win. And I know the leaderboard is in there. Tommy Two Gloves is playing. Also, another one on my show. There's many on the Champions Tour that have been on my show, and they're all leading up to this summer. They'll have their little.
200 par is our friend Jason Kerin.
Yes. Tell us about Jason again now.
Jason Kerin, still a club professional, and plays quite a bit on the PGA Tour Champions from the Metropolitan section. He's just a tremendous, multifaceted, engaging representative. I'm so happy that he's out there playing well and enjoying himself. I was enjoyed watching him when he's in the PGA Club Professional Championships as well as the PGA Cup. So he's just a tremendous re representative for the PGA of America.
The Champions Tour has a big championship season going on with the Insperity right now. It's one of their top tournaments there at the Woodlands near Houston. Then they head over to Morocco, those that will go. They come back to Wisconsin, and then they go to Wakanda Club over in Des Moines. Knicks Open is out there in New York. And then they go to Scioto at the
Scioto.
U.S. Scioto Country Club. That's a Nicklaus territory over in Columbus, Ohio, for the U.S. Senior Open. They then go to Firestone over in Akron. And then they do the Honda Senior Open at Glen Eagles Golf Course in Perth, Scotland, where Paddy Harrington is the defending champion. And then they go to Portugal, and they've just got a lot of great golf. This is a big season for them. I tell you, I had a player though who is looking forward to being 50 in a few years, and he made the statement that he wasn't sure whether the Champions Tour would even be around. And I hate to say that, but you've got players out there that are concerned about the changes to the PGA Tour. Although I haven't heard much of anything about the Champions Tour, but you figure there's probably going to be some changes coming up, don't you?
There will be. I still don't sit here at being on life support at all.
No.
I've never heard that.
No, 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 no.
It's just probably be contracted.
The DP World Tour is we just finished the Turkish Open. And now they are in what, Belgium, are they, Paul?
Barcelona, don't cry for me, Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, they are. Wow. So lots going on in the DP World Tour, and I saw where Jon Rahm blinked this week.
Yes.
Talk about it. Tell us what
Some.
happened. Tell us what was going on at the time, and then what did he do that I say he blinked?
He was trying to get on the DP World Tour and was objecting to their fines and their mandates for the number of tournaments. I think it was the neighborhood of 13 different tournaments that he was objecting to. He didn't want to play in those, and he wanted to do his own schedule. He's an independent contractor, so he wanted to fight that, and he wanted to completely. So he had a long-standing pending appeal with them. And then when Liv changed, and we saw what happened to Liv with this hardly be on life support itself at the end of this year, and his funding changes, he wanted to find his way back to the tour, and he decided that he would blink first and agree to in a settlement. We don't know exactly the details of the settlement, but he wanted to agree to find a way back to the DP World Tour. And because of that, he will have a pathway to the Ryder Cup on the European team.
I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable what's going on. I feel not only left in the dark, but I feel a lot of players are not happy on the tour. So let's get back to Ryan Ballingy's article today, because it's very, very interesting. He says there is a sameness to every LIV Golf event, and it's by design. They have a sponsor's name, LIV Golf, the location. Each tournament looks and feels about the same. He said a fan village, mostly for non-golf people or parents to hang out. The purse, the shotgun start. In many ways, it's good. If you like experience of LIV, then you'll have fun. In some ways, though, it's bad. Because every event feels exactly the same, just at a different venue. Now he goes on. I fear the PGA Tour may be rushing toward the same thing with its plans to tighten the schedule and shorten the season. There are nine signature events in a 37-week slate that includes four majors, the Players, and I don't know why he put the Players, but he could have put, the Truest. The Players is just an elevated event like any of the others, and the FedEx Cup playoffs. All of those events have purses of around more than 20 million. It's 17 events of that stature in 36 weeks, a big event practically every other week. Yet it felt like the Cadillac Championship was overkill. There are a few reasons for that, being one of the three signature events in 4 weeks, poor attendance, the late nature of its insertion in the schedule, and the handful of top 20 players that are skipping it. If you treat every, now this is a big statement. If you treat everything like a big deal, then nothing is a big deal.
Good point.
I
Good
thought that
point.
was it. I thought that was a very, very, very well thought out statement. If you treat everything like it's a big deal, nothing's a big deal. The more
That's right.
events the tour puts forth as a huge, vital, important event is the more those events collectively lose meaning. And he goes on and on and talks about it. And I highly recommend that you go to thegolfnewsnet.com, find the break, read it. It's just a wonderful article. But he's advocating to, bring the events in check. To where there may not be so many of them. And, even on another venue that we like to read, and I can get it for you in just a second here. I'll call it up. But the poll that was taken recently. And, you're talking about people that voted, golf fans that voted, and very few of them voted to have a what I would call a so many of the events. And when you look at the PGA Tour signature events, the 548 respondents, and this came from the First Call journal, and it's an excellent journal. I read it all the time. 548 respondents to the First Call ask this poll: how many signature events should the PGA Tour have? 36% of the people selected four. That was followed by 30% saying none. Eight events by 28% of the people, and 6% said 16, which that's crazy. That would be half of the events through the calendar. So 36% of the people said four, and none said 30%. It tells you where the golf fans are.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And you tell me, why are we not enamored? They are not enamored with these big signature events for no cuts and $20 million. Why?
I think the dollars have entered into it, and the average person on the street is suffering right now at the pump as well as the dinner table. I do believe
They can't relate.
there's congestion and fatigue among the best players who don't want to come to a signature event. They could care less. They need to rest and get ready because they're looking at their schedule. How many weeks in a row do I want to play before that major championship? Scottie Scheffler is a perfect example of that. And Scottie's had 13 runners up in his career in a short period of time, but he's also be very careful because he wants to space things out, and he's become, as we've heard on this program before, he's become a good family man, and he that's going to be one great thing off the course for him, which will keep his himself grounded and be able to probably hold his health, basically like that. But the biggest thing is congestion and fatigue, and it's just there is not an attraction. You space out these events. Yes, you have attention, but you're going to lose a lot of those smaller events. It's going to be damaging on those communities. And I'm not the only one talking about this. There's people in the boardrooms talking about it. There's people probably on the phones and burning up the phone lines to the tour saying, I'm at so and so's event here in my community. What chance do we have for it surviving?
Well, we've said this before numerous times. The more they change it, the more tenuous it becomes. I'm not sure where we're headed with it all. I don't know that the fans are very happy about it. I know there's a lot of PGA Tour players that are not happy about it. They're also not happy about the ball rollback. So we're going to go to a break, and then Bob sent me an article, and we're going to cover that in just a few moments. Don't forget, if you want to be in my big email send coming out for summer golf products and Father's Day and everything else happening going on with golf and golf products and some new ones from the PGA Merchandise Show. Great innovation, a lot of fun. Make sure you write to me, golfadams@msn.com, golfadams@msn.com. And when you do, I'll automatically put you in my big email send list. You'll get all of my newsletters and gift guides throughout the year, of which there are many. And I'll be able to contact you even in other ways. Who knows? We might have a little contest or a giveaway or something like that, and you can be a part of that. All right, golfadams@msn.com. And we're going to be back in just a moment. Folks, please listen to these wonderful messages by our sponsors. Without them, we couldn't have these shows. And without them, you wouldn't know some cool things that are there for you. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit straightline.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our Golf Performance Center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
All right, greetings and welcome back. This is Great American Golf. I'm Ray Adams with you the rest of the hour, and Dr. Bob Denny is with us, and we have a very special guest coming up that can help you with your golf carts. So we will talk to Bobby in just a few minutes, but right now Bob and I are coming back. Bob, you sent me an article about how the PGA Tour players are not all that happy with the golf ball rollback. Now, a number of years ago, I had Jack Nicklaus on with me, and we talked all about the golf ball rollback because he has been advocating the ball rollback for, you know, a long time, many years. And there was a variety of reasons, sustainability, land cost, things like that. So anyway, let's talk about it.
Well, it's received, at least from Golf Week, when, you know, Adam Shupak did his research and survey, the majority of the people he interviewed, including Justin Thomas, Brian Harman, and others, were universally opposed to the rollback, and also believe that the amount of research gone into the original declaration by the RNA and the USGA was short, coming up short, and was not really getting to the bottom of what's happening when you look at the rollback issues. It affects the average tour player or the elite tour player. When I talk about elite, I'm talking about the people like Bryson DeChambeau. I'm talking about Justin Thomas. I'm talking about Scottie Scheffler. I'm talking about Cameron Young, people who can send it a mile down the fairway. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've seen statistics from different areas. Last year say, oh, it's only going to cost 15 to so many yards. Well, other people say it's going to cost more than the yardage than that in today's thing because of two different reasons. The speed of the golf swing by these elite players will become where they can separate themselves regardless of what that golf ball is about. And that will separate those ability to people with that golf ball to score better than half the other field. It could almost turn into something like that, which would be ridiculous.
Do you think it could give them an advantage?
It automatic advantage. That's what the argument is. That was the thrust of what I saw in that story by Golf Digest. But I also saw that there's a danger that if the majors decide how they want to play the golf ball, if the PGA of America, for instance, doesn't want to go through with this, or the tour, the high profile events could have no rollback. Other events could have a rollback. And well, you don't want to see that at all.
Well, no, but if the RNA and the USGA, if they mandate the rollback, and then we've got Fred Ridley, who is from Augusta and the mm-hmm. Masters, and he's advocating the rollback, I think it's a done deal. And I don't know that the players could overcome that. I mean, those three entities approve the rollback, the PGA of America and the PGA Tour has to go along.
Yeah. Well, that's the next battle on the tables with everybody. I want to point out something that Tiger Woods said a while back. While against a universal rollback, Tiger was one of those that's long supported bifurcation, meaning different rules for the pros and amateurs to
I know.
avoid affecting the recreational game.
And
And
that's all silly.
that's initially what the PGA of America wanted, to protect the game for the recreational average player.
But that's silly. No amateur golfer with any amount of ego, and golfers have the biggest ego of any sportsman on the earth, they're never playing a ball other than what the pros play. Don't you agree with that?
Well, I know. I'm just telling you, that was what he came out and said. Yeah.
I can't believe that an amateur golfer is going to go, "Well, I'll play this ball, but the pros play the other one." Are you kidding me? That's why over the decades they flocked to the great balls of their
Yeah.
time. Right now, Tour Edge, and I mentioned touredge.com, and then I would say more. Right now, Tour Edge has out their exotics golf ball and their hot launch golf balls. These golf balls are some of the finest balls on the planet.
And
And
looking at the players who hit those balls in recreational areas.
Don't you think, well, there's no rollback yet, so they can
No,
build the
no, no.
ball.
My point is, how far have some of those friends of yours and mine, who are amateur players, hitting the golf ball?
Well, an amateur player, depending on the age group you're looking at, hits the ball anywhere from 200. Well, if you're a senior and you've got some issues, maybe 180 to 200. And, I can hit the ball when I'm not injured about 265.
Okay. All right. And that's he it, they're not going to be powering it out there and destroying golf courses and hitting 8 irons into par fives.
No.
They're not doing that, are they?
No,
They're not,
but the tour
no.
players are.
Yes. And
However, if
goes back to a
50.
little discussion we had, Ray, is about how do you set up a golf course to make it more challenging without having to lengthen a golf course? And I think it's very simple.
Yeah.
You make it a US Open style golf course. The rough and pinching fairways and green complexes that are demanding. Those are three elements that'll keep you from shooting 20 under par in any golf
I
tournament.
just don't know that the PGA Tour wants to have rough because then it limits the players because most of them can't hit a fairway with a compass or a map.
No.
Now they're in the rough and they're going to cry around about it.
Well,
Unless you're Bryson or somebody like that that powers through, Rory can get out of the rough. But I mean, I just think there's a lot to talk about with the ball rollback. And
and the time frame is 2030 was going to be the announce launch of this 2030.
and it doesn't matter what the PGA Tour players say. If the other three entities push this through, and with Nicklaus's help and others that agree, they're going to have a rollback. And, but who knows? The ball manufacturers could come in and around it. The golf club manufacturers will figure out ways of building and having technology that will help come around that. But, if you have a PGA Tour player or an LPGA Tour player, and I presume this goes for the ladies too, I'm guessing, then you look at it, and if they lose 15 yards on a drive, and they do that on what, 10 holes, or 11 holes, 12 holes, you're looking at a lot of yardage. You're looking at a golf course that's being shortened, and that means higher scores.
Okay.
So that means a different event this year than last year.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to be fascinating. All right, listen, we have a very special guest on with us right now. He's Bobby Boyd, and he's part of my Anthem Only segment. And I got to tell you, Bob, I love his company. It's called North Valley Cart Care. Now, he is here in the North Valley of Phoenix, Arizona. So all of you need to get to nvcartcare.com, nvcartcare.com, and find out everything that Bobby does. Owned and operated right here in the Anthem area, but he goes all over the North Valley. And Bobby, welcome to Great American Golf.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's so great to have you and your dad on as sponsors. Of course, Dave Newham is North Valley Water Solutions, and Dave will be coming on soon. And Dave is such a great guy and an avid golfer. Bobby, when did you decide that you were going to create a golf cart support company?
Well, that was about 4 years ago, actually. I got a call from my dad, Dave, and my mom, Marge. And so once we did that, they kind of knew that there was a need for this out here and kind of an untapped location. So decided to come out here and have a go at it, start a business. And Anthem's just been a great community to work in and work with. So that's been really helpful too.
You know, we're at 100 degrees today, and we're going to be going to 105 and 7 and 130 and 40 and 150, and my hair will be on fire, and I'll be running to Flagstaff every minute like I do every year, or San Diego. But with that said, the heat doesn't help these golf carts and the batteries and the tires and all that, and the oil in the bearings and all. I mean, everything. Tell me about the heat.
So the heat out here is absolutely brutal, and we all know that.
Yes.
With your lead acid batteries, that most people are now, getting away from. Right now is the time that monthly water checks are a must. So they will dry out quick, and that's about the quickest way to really ruin one of those batteries.
So even if people keep them in their garage, it's still hotter than you know what.
It's still hot and it's dry, so it really evaporates that water out.
Now, when you go in to do golf cart maintenance, because you do maintenance, accessories, you take care of the batteries, you do service on them, you tow them if they need to be towed, tire repairs, replacements, and you also buy and sell golf carts. I want to get to that in just a moment. You've got some beautiful ones the last time I saw you there in the park with your stand. But when you look at batteries, how often do they need to be replaced if you take care of them now?
So in Arizona, if you take care of them, you'll see about 4 years, you're going to start to notice that your drive distance is very, very short compared to when they were new.
Okay. And what
So
about tires? How do they last in the heat?
tires, a lot of what tires are, that's twofold. It depends on how much road driving you're doing versus on the actual golf course, and the quality of the tire makes a difference.
Sure.
They've got a lot of the lower quality tires out there that I've been seeing. Boy, they've only lasted about a year. Where if you get a good quality tire, we're getting another probably 4 or 5 years out of them before you really. And that's including you got to make sure you rotate them. You want to
That's
get
pretty
the
good.
fronts moved.
That's pretty good. Now, I've got to ask you this question that came from one of my listeners recently, and I was waiting for you to come on. Have you had any experience with the new wave of golf carts, which are the single rider golf carts?
I have not. I have heard of them. They haven't come out in this area that I've seen. I don't know. I understand how, some people might like them, but I wonder about the actual comfort. 'Cause really, when you're out there golfing, for most of us, it's a casual sport. We're out there to have some fun, hit some good shots, and hang out with friends and meet new people too.
Right.
I don't know how much I like the single rider experience. I guess we'll see. We'll see if it takes around here.
Well, and on that note, they do save a time and play. They've done all the math, and they do, because if each person can go to their own ball, they're not driving all over crisscross. And I drove one, I'll tell you, I drove one and saw one at the PGA show, merchandise show a couple of 3 months ago. This thing was a Rolls Royce. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was made of car parts. It was like a car, and it was absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, let's see if they take off and where they're headed. Maybe a wave of the future. I don't know if co private country clubs are going to accept them. I think eventually they're probably going to have to. But for now, you buy and sell traditional golf carts. Tell me a little bit
Yes.
about that. What's
So,
the best deal you have going right now if somebody wants a golf cart today?
well, today I've got, right now I've got one that would be Anthem Country Club approved for $4,900.
Wow. And
So,
what's the make and model?
that is an Icon. It's an Icon I20 that we took in. It's a 2023. It's actually a really nice looking little cart for, a good starter cart just to see, because a lot of people, they want to get a golf cart, but they're not sure if they're going to use it. So it's a great kind of start and see if you really if it's something you're going to use, and then if later on you want something different, then you change and you add your upgrades to it.
I had a listener just write to me this moment, and they said, please ask him, does he know about any air conditioning or cold fans that blow that I can have him install in my golf cart? You know anything about that, Bobby?
Yes, I do. We run a product from Mr. Comfort. It's a actual pressure fan mister system. The old model they used to make, a lot of people saw it, was very blocky and bulky, and it took up basically half of your windshield. Well, they streamlined it and componented the system, so now you just have a spray nozzle with a fan mounted on either side of the front part of the
Wow.
golf cart, and then all the components are built in underneath the front dash and underneath the seat, so you really don't see anything else. I've been doing a lot of those actually coming up. Got a few of them coming up soon for install.
Right.
It takes a little bit to do, but I can normally get them done in a day if I take the cart with me.
What's the number one accessory that you install on golf carts for people?
The number one accessory that I install, it's probably a tie between the front storage baskets, right? The new ones that go right in front of the windshield over your dashboard. A lot of people love the storage baskets. Gives you extra room for gloves, store your phone, any extra stuff there. The other one is honestly a second cooler on the passenger side.
Oh, really?
Yep. As far as regular accessories, everybody has a cooler on the one side, but when it hits our heat that we're about to get, people want to stock up on water and keep an ice cold. So I do a lot of coolers on the second side.
Bobby, I got
Very
a
cool.
question for you.
Go ahead,
Sure.
Bob.
I'm very familiar, obviously, with two different brands in my part of the world and working with the PGA of America and Club Car and EasyGo. How are those two big brands holding their own in the industry from what you can see?
Well, from what I see, they're holding their own fairly well, just from the fact of the comfort and the quality. So they're a when you're getting an EasyGo, which is what most people up in here in our area in Anthem have, is the EasyGo models. They're just a much nicer ride. They're a better quality than a lot of the other brands that you see coming in. The more the newer brands, we'll call them. So they seem to be holding up well simply from that aspect.
Okay. Well, isn't that amazing? They're both from Augusta, Georgia.
Absolutely. And if you were on the East Coast, it's probably nothing but Club Car.
There's a lot of Club Car.
Yeah. All right. You've been listening to Bobby Boyd. He is the owner and purveyor of North Valley Cart Care. And Bobby, thank you so much for joining today. We're going to keep pushing people in your direction and your website. I'm going to give you the final word. What should people know coming into summer?
Coming into summer, it is hot. You need to be checking your tire pressure. Because when that heat comes in, tire pressure goes up. You can ruin your tires that way. So keep an
Make
eye on
sure,
that.
get an extra cooler, hydrate well, get your sunscreen in there, put
Yep.
that
And
on as well.
if there's any questions, you can give us a call and we can come out and do that inspection for you and make sure you're ready for summer.
All right, that's it. You've been listening to Bobby Boyd. He is at North Valley Cart Care over at nvcartcare.com. And let's give a nice plug for your dad at North Valley Water Solutions. Talking about water treatment, water heaters, water purifiers, misting systems, plumbing, 24-hour emergency, everything that Dave does at North Valley Water Solutions. He runs a great company. Everybody loves Dave. And we're so glad that you guys are on board another year with us. And we'll have you on again soon. Thanks, Bobby, so much.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Bobby Boyd from North Valley Cart Care. Okay, Mr. Bob. We're coming down to the end here. I have a very special guest that's going to be joining us very soon. And I think that you know Jane Crafter. I met her at the Maryland's Tea a couple weeks ago, and we had such a nice meeting. And she lives in Payson, Arizona,
Oh.
right here up the hill. And Jane was so nice to say that she would join. and come on. And don't forget, folks, we have some other great guests joining us, as well as some sponsors that will be joining us. And I want to help you to get to ashworthgolf.com. Ashworth Golf is simply the finest golf apparel there in the market. They build and create apparel that not only helps you to play comfortably and play well, but to look sharp. And you can wear this golf apparel after year round. You can wear it around the resort. You can wear it shopping. You can wear it to the movies. You can do whatever you want because Ashworth Golf Apparel is simply beautiful. The materials they use, the way they make it, the way you look. I constantly get compliments on my Ashworth Golf Apparel. So go to ashworthgolf.com and make sure, folks, that you remember what I say. If you're wearing Ashworth Golf Apparel, you're wearing a part of golf history. All right, Bob, final word.
It's going to be interesting to see which golfer can walk the final green mile at the Quail Hollow, and that green mile is a daunting golf course, finishing three holes of 529 yards, 224 yard par three, and a 494 par 418. So it's going to be great to see which golfer can handle it, and I've always enjoyed watching it as they come down the stretch on that golf course.
I think it's going to be great. All right. I have a couple more sponsors I want to say thank you to. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back on Monday. We hope Craig Renshaw can join us, and we'll be back with Dr. Bob for the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, where we wrap up all of the weekend golf. And I've got to thank right here in my anthem only segment, Homeland Brew Company. You want to go to Homeland Brew, CO, homelandbrewco.com. This is a family-oriented craft tap room, a bottle shop. They've got the food trucks. They've got a big indoor play area for the kids. This is all for families. They're on the other side of the I-17 freeway, the west side. They're over near the Walmart shopping center over there. Homeland Brew Co. homelandbrewco.com. Make sure you get over there and have a look at Homeland Brew's website. And get in there and say hi to Mike and all the other people that are there and try out your favorite. And I also want to thank Halo. Halo says that you can say goodbye to pain. This is a family, major sports, Major League Baseball, big Olympic volleyball. Halo Wellness is a company that is in Scottsdale, Arizona. People from all over the country go there, and they have a strength training program. They have a wellness program. They have a pain mitigation program. So if you need any of those things, you want to get over to halowellness.com, halowellness.com. And they're over right there in Scottsdale, Arizona, halowellness.com. Well, I thank the Legends Bar and Grill, and I thank the Legacy Golf Resort and Tally Tumbler, and I thank Ashworth Golf Apparel, Homeland Brew Company, and Halo. So I've got to thank you for listening. Thanks for being a part. And when I come back with you on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, you're going to find out that I have some very interesting new thank yous for new sponsors and people to talk about. Don't forget to write me if you want to be on my email list and get all my newsletters and gift guides and holiday guides throughout the year. Got another big one coming up in about a week. You want to be on the list to get it. You write to me, golfadams@msn.com. That's all we have for now. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with you on the Monday Lifestyle Show. Have a great weekend.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.